According to trial testimony, the officers opened fire on the bandits after they watched them break into the closed McDonald's, rob the lone employee inside, and then return to their getaway car. The shooting started almost immediately when officers converged on the car. The plaintiffs contend that the bandits had put their unloaded pellet guns in the trunk of the car, and therefore were unarmed when the shooting started. Noting that U.S. District Judge J. Spencer Letts ruled earlier that the police had probable cause to arrest the four suspects before the robbery, Yagman argued that the officers allowed the crime to take place and orchestrated the stakeout in such a way that the shooting was inevitable, inescapable. He said the special police unit has a long record of using tactics that often end in shootings. Yagman said police took the pellet guns from the trunk after the shooting and planted one inside the car and one on the body of a robber who had run from the car before being shot by police. He said police photos show the gun inside the car in different positions, indicating police tampered with the evidence. He said that while the claim that guns were planted might be hard to digest, the alternative, the police story, defies common sense. What person, when faced with nine officers with shotguns, would point an unloaded, inoperable pellet gun at them? He asked. What does common sense tell you? In his closing argument, Vincent denied that Gates condones excessive force. He also said an extensive department investigation cleared the officers of any wrongdoing. He recounted police testimony that the gun was indeed moved. Vincent said the gun was photographed as it was found by officers and then removed from the car, but later replaced so additional photographs could be taken. But the original photographs are clearly marked, he said. Vincent noted that the weapon allegedly planted on the body of Herbert Burgess was the same weapon the survivor, Alfredo Olivas, testified that Burgess used during the robbery. Vincent asked jurors how the officers could have known on which robber to plant which weapon. Nothing was planted in that car, he said. It would mean that it was happenstance that they placed the right gun with the right body. Vincent said the explanation for why the robbers pointed unloaded pellet guns at the police will never be known. They might have thought it was someone else and raised the guns to scare them, he said. Note: the federal jury hearing the SIS case found for the plaintiffs, awarding the families of the killed robbers and the lone survivor a total of $44,042 in damages. Counsel sued over fatal police shooting. Attorney offers to drop members as defendants if they make Gates pay damages assessed in same incident. Officials angrily charge extortion. April 2, 1992.